All down in the field now, the two starting pitchers taking the warm-up tosses. So right now would be a good time to light up a Viceroy. Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right. And say, how about checking your supply of Cole Rheingold? That's Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir, put some Rheingold on ice, because it can add a lot to your enjoyment of the game. Here is a beer with clean, clear taste. Brisk and bright all the way through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. Well, here we are in Houston's Colt Stadium for the very first Colt Met game in Texas. In the only other meeting between these two clubs, it took place in New York with the Colts winning on a 3-run home run in the 11th inning 5-2. The stadium here is a temporary one in lieu of a multi-million-dollar one to be completed by the start of the 1963 season. It's a single-deck stadium with no roof, and there has been some comment about the lighting. We'll talk a little more about that later on, right after this word. You know, a ball player can look awfully good in the spring, but it isn't until he's been around the league twice that the manager knows he's right. That's a pretty good way to judge filter cigarettes, too. Give all seven of the leaders a go-around, and you'll find some taste so strong, well, you wouldn't know they had a filter at all. Others taste so light that there's no more fun or flavor in smoking. And when you smoke Viceroy, you know you're enjoying big league taste. Because, my friend, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Yep, Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Remember, there's no need to play a wild hunch when it comes to filter cigarettes. Play the percentages, and you're sure to come up with Viceroy. Prove it for yourself. Smoke all seven leading filter cigarettes and see how the ball bounces. I'll bet you'll find some taste too strong, some taste too light. But Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right, fans. Better change to Viceroy. Well, now they're going over the ground rules in this big stadium at 360 feet down the left field and right field lines. Only two home runs have ever been hit over the right field fence here in this ballpark. It's sort of the reverse, the antithesis of the ballpark in San Francisco, Candlestick Park. The wind blows in from right field very strongly. 420 feet to center field, and out in center left center, 427, also in center right center. There go the Houston Colts out on the field, and we will give you their starting lineup. Playing in the left field, Al Spangler, batting in the leadoff position. Batting second and playing third base, Billy Goodman, a recent acquisition. Batting in the third position, playing in right field, Ramon Mejias. Batting fourth and playing first base, Norm Locker. Batting in the fifth position and playing in center field, Carl Warwick. Batting sixth and doing the catching, Hal Smith. The seventh batter will be Bob Asfamani. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. To continue on with the starting lineups, after Bob Asfamani in the seventh position, we have the eighth batter playing shortstop, Don Budden. And on the mound, pitching, batting in the ninth position, Jim Golden. For the New York Mets, who currently now have moved ahead of the Houston Colts, the leadoff man will be Jim Hickman. He'll be playing in center field. Batting second and playing shortstop, Elio Chacon. The third batter will be the right fielder just arriving from Syracuse, Joe Christopher. Batting in the fourth position in left field, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, playing first base, Ed Boucher. Batting in the sixth position, playing at second base, Charlie Neal. Batting after Charlie Neal, in the seventh position, the third baseman, Felix Mantilla. And batting eighth, doing the catching, Sammy Taylor. And on the mound for the New York Mets will be Dave Hellman. He'll be making his first start for the Mets this year. The ballpark is located not too far from downtown. You can look over the left field fence and see the city of Houston, the large part of the main part of the city. And we're all set to go now in a ball game, the first game ever between the New York Mets and the Houston Colts here in Texas. And to tell you all about it, once again, one of the top announcers in baseball, the top announcer in sports for the last 3 years, Lindsey Nelson.
Thanks very much, Ralph Kiner. And Jim Hickman steps into the batter's box to lead off for the New York Mets. He's a right-hand batter, and he has a batting average of 282. Jim Golden has a record of one victory and one loss. He is into the windup, and here is the pitch. It's in there for a called strike one. Ed Sudol, the umpire behind the plate, Al Foreman at first, Tom Gorman at second, and Bill Joukowsky around at third. There was a little electronic difficulty with the playing of the national anthem here tonight, so that the players were caught standing at attention for a little while there. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike two count now to Jim Hickman, leading off for the New York Mets, who have won 9 of their last 12 games. They have played the Houston Colt 45s only one time. That was at the Polo Grounds in New York early in the season. And the Colt 45s won it in extra innings by a score of 5-2, and Don Budden hit a home run. Here is the two-strike pitch. It's in there for called strike three, and Hickman is called out on strike. So Jim Golden gets the first man to face him, and that brings up Elio Chacon with a batting average of 260. Chacon wearing number 7 on his back. Right-hand batter. He has been swinging a hot stick of late. Defensively, the Houston Colt 45s on the infield have Norm Larker at first, Bob Osformani at second, Don Buddle at short, and Billy Goodman around at third. Al Spangler in left, Carl Warwick in center, Roman Mejias in right, Hal Smith catching, and Jim Golden the pitcher. A warm night in Houston, Texas. Pitch is swung out and has a fly ball going out into short center field. Second baseman, Osformani is over calling, and Osformani takes it for the out. Two men out, nobody on base now for the New York Mets. And here is Joe Christopher coming around. Joe Christopher joined, or rather rejoined, the New York Mets late this afternoon. Gus Bell was left in Milwaukee with the Braves in completion of the deal whereby the Mets acquired Frank Thomas before the start of the season. And when Bell was left with the Milwaukee Braves, Joe Christopher was brought back from Syracuse, where he was hitting 336 and had 6 home runs. He is a right-hand batter. Spent the last few years with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jim Goldman. Golden winds and fires, has a swing and a fly ball out into center field. Carl Warwick is coming, and going back is Osformani in the second baseman. Osformani takes it out in short center field. So Christopher popped out, and in the top half of the first inning, the New York Mets are out with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of one half inning of play, the score is the New York Mets nothing, and the Houston Colt 45s coming up nothing. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Steps to the dance one night, swing your partner and circle to the right. I took a breather after a while, and the belle of the ball walked up with a smile.
Ah, you smoke Failures, I see. The regular kind are too strong for me.
Yep, I got a Viceroy just for you. You heard about the filter.
Tastes good, too.
Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right, that's right.
Well, we set out the rest of the dance.
Change your partner.
Not a chance.
That's right.
I want you to know, and I'll take all bets, if you smoke all 7 filter cigarettes, you'll find some too strong.
Some too light.
But Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
Well, that's right.
That's right.
As we go now to the bottom half of the first inning, the Houston Colt 45s will send up Al Spangler, Billy Goodman, and Roman Mejias. Pitching tonight in his first start for the New York Mets is right-hander Dave Hillman. Hillman has appeared 5 times in relief, has no won or lost record with the New York Mets this season. Hillman is 34 years old. Last season with the Boston Red Sox, he had a record of 3 victories and 2 losses. He is looking in now to get the sign from catcher Sammy Taylor. Left-hand batter Al Spangler standing in the batting box. He has a batting average of 267. He has good speed. Pitch is in there for Carl, strike one. Spangler was an expansion draft selection of the Houston Colt 45s off the roster of the Milwaukee Braves. Dave Hillman came to the major leagues with the Chicago Cubs in 1956. Here's a swing and a fly ball going out into short center. Elio Chacon, the shortstop, is out and calling. And he takes it for the out behind the bag at second and short center. There is one away. And that will bring up the veteran Billy Goodman, left-hand batter. Has an early season batting average of 150. Picked up as a free agent by the Houston Colt 45s, one-time batting champion of the American League when he was with the Boston Red Sox. And he is facing Dave Hillman. Hillman came to the major league after he had posted a tremendous record with Los Angeles in the Pacific Coast League in 1956. 21 victories and 7 losses that year for Hillman in the Pacific Coast League, and that got him a job at Chicago. He He is still waiting to get a sign from catcher Sammy Taylor. Hips into the windup. And now stops as Al Spangler backs out of the batter's box. And we start the procedure all over again. Or rather, Billy Goodman stepped out of the batter's box. There's the pitch, and it goes for ball one. Billy Goodman batting number two in the batting order. Jimmy Adair is coaching at first base. Our manager Harry Kraft, Houston, code 45s, and Lum Harris is around at third. Bottom half of the first, nothing. The game having just begun in Houston, Texas. That pitch is low in the dirt. It's 2-0 now. Roman Mejia swinging the bats in the on-deck circle for Houston. As Dave Hillman is set to work, the 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled off for strike one. Before the start of tonight's ballgame, the entire Met squad was introduced here, one by one on the public address system, sort of an opening day procedure as they ran out onto the field to line up. The entire squad being introduced to the Houston fans here. It's 2-1 pitch, swung on, and has a fly ball down the left field line. Frank Thomas is going over near the line, and he hauls it down for the out. So Billy Goodman has flied out to Thomas in left. Two away, nobody on for the Houston Colt 45s in the bottom of the first, with Roman Mejia coming up. He was up and down between the Pittsburgh Pirates and Columbus for several seasons. Right now he is leading this club at bat, and listen to the hand he gets here in Houston. Roman Mejia is a right-hand batter. He's hitting 298. He has 8 home runs and 22 runs batted in. He is been a big man in the attack for the Houston Colt 45s, and manager Harry Kraft has him batting number 3 in the batting order. Dave Hillman is set to work. The pitch to Mejia. In there for a call, strike one. During the pregame introductions, of course, it goes without saying that the biggest hand, and an ovation, in fact, went to manager Casey Stengel as he was announced and ran out onto the field. Rogers Hornsby, native Texan, of course, got a tremendous hand as well, as did Sally Hemus, who lives here in Houston. Here's a swing and a ground ball, fielded by Hilmer, and he fires on to Boucher at first in time, and Mejia has grounded out to retire the side. Mejia going from Hillman to Boucher as the Colt 45s are out in order in the bottom half of the first inning with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of one full inning of play, here in Houston, the score is the New York Mets 0 and the Houston Colt 45 0. And now to bring you up to date on scores of other games around the majors, here's Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay, in the National League tonight at St. Louis, the Cardinals lead the Phillies 2-1 at the end of 2.5. Dennis Bennett hurling for the Phillies, and Ray Washburn relieved Ernie Brolio in the first inning for the Cardinals. Roy Seavers a homer in the second, nobody on. Cincinnati and Milwaukee postponed rain. The Mets left there just in time. The weather beautiful while they were there. At the end of 5.5, the Pirates lead the Chicago Cubs 5-4. Ellsworth for the Cubs, Tommy Sturdivant relieved Earl Francis for Pittsburgh in the third inning. Later tonight, San Francisco at Los Angeles on the West Coast. In the American League, at the end of 7, the Minnesota Twins lead Washington 4-2 as Camilo Pasqual tries for his 6th of the year. Ed Hobaugh relieved Dave Stenhouse in the 7th. Home runs in the game by Harmon Killebrew and Jim Pearsall, both of the bases clear. Cleveland 7, the Orioles 6 at the end of 6. Home runs by Don Dillard, Woody Hill, Jim Gentile, and Jackie Brand has hit 2. Relief pitchers in that game now are Hoyt Wilhelm and Barry Lattman. The starters were Skinny Brown and Mudcat Grant. At the end of 6, Kansas City 7, the Red Sox 4, Walker for the A's, Fornelius in relief for the Red Sox. At the end of 3, Detroit 6 and the White Sox 2, Foytak with Fisher on in relief of early win, Calavito, Fernandez, and Aparicio have homered, the Yankees and the Angels not scheduled. That's the complete rundown, and now here's Lindsay as we go along to the second.
All right, Bob Murphy, thanks very much. Frank Thomas steps into the batter's box here. He has a batting average of 323. To lead the Mets in that department, he has 11 home runs and 27 runs batted in. Frank Thomas has hit safely in 9 consecutive games. Was a big man in the Milwaukee series. Facing right-hander Jim Golden, who has a season's record of 1 victory and 1 loss. For the Houston Colt 45s, Golden winds and fires. The pitch is high to Frank Thomas. It is ball one. This is the first game of a 2-game set here in Houston. Same two teams will meet here again tomorrow night. We'll be on the air again tomorrow night, as usual, at 9:55 p.m. New York time. Here's a pitch to Thomas. Swung on, and it's a drive off the glove of shortstop Don Button. And Thomas is on at first base. A sharp liner, and Button got his glove on it. But it found it away. It scored as a base hit. It is scored as a base hit for Frank Thomas. And now he has hit safely in 10 consecutive ball games as Thomas gets the first base hit of the night. For the New York Mets, he is on at first, and Ed Boucher, the first baseman, is up. Boucher, a left-hand batter with a season's batting average of 204. That includes three home runs. Batting number five in manager Casey Single's batting order. Dolan checks Thomas and deals to the plate, and the pitch is outside for ball one. Golden is a 26-year-old right-hander. He was 1-1 with the Dodgers in 1961 after he won 20 and lost only 9 with St. Paul in 1960. Pitch is in there for a called strike to Ed Boucher. Jim Golden was purchased in the National League player pool for $50,000 by the Houston Colt 45s. There is nobody out for the Mets, batting here in the top half of the second inning. Here's a swing and a ground ball back to Golan. He fires the button and the play goes on out to second base. He is safe there, and Bob Astromani had to back up Button. And both runners are safe. Runners at first and second. It's an error on the throw on Golan. An error on the throw. Fielder's choice and an error there as the ground ball went right back to the mound. Golan turned to fire to Button, but the ball went on past and Astromani fortunately was backing him up to keep it from going through. That held Thomas at second base. Boucher is on at first. And coming up is Charlie Neal, a right-hand batter. Charlie Neal has a season's batting average of 282. Thomas at second, Boucher at first. Still nobody out. Golden's pitch misses low and away for ball one to Charlie Neal. He looks down to Coach Salahimas at third to get a sign. Nothing ball game. Charlie Neal has four home runs. He had one of them yesterday. He has batted in 16 runs. The Mets, of course, were in Milwaukee yesterday where they swept both ends of a doubleheader. The Houston Colt 45s were in San Francisco where they split with the San Francisco Giants. Runners at first and second leading. Pitch to Neal. He shortens up to bunt but takes it low for ball two. Charlie Neal shortening up to attempt the sacrifice to move the runners up, but instead took it low for a ball, and it's 2-0. Felix Mantilla has moved into the on-deck circle now for the New York Mets. Mantilla has a batting average of 313. Again, Jim Golden is into the stretch. Here's the pitch, and it's right down the pike for a call, strike one, and it was taken by Charlie Neal all the way. 2-1 now the count. First baseman Norm Larker defensively playing in on the edge of the grass in anticipation of a bunt attempt down toward first. This is a 2-1 pitch on the way, and it is bunted down the first baseline. Foul ball fielded by Larker. Off in foul territory. Thomas was all the way to third, and Ed Boucher was all the way to second. So the runners are returning, and the count to Charlie Neal will be two balls and two strikes. Game being played tonight at Colt Stadium here in Houston. An open-air stadium with no rooftop. But it's a warm night here in Houston tonight. The proposed new dome stadium will be located about 1,000 yards from this particular area here in Houston. It's 2-2 pitch to Neal, and it's a ground ball to the right side going through for a base hit. Frank Thomas turns it third, and he's coming out as Mejias comes up the throw to the plate. Thomas scores, and Boucher moves to third, and Charlie Neal goes to second on the throw to the plate. So give Neal a single to right, and a run batted in. The Mets are out in front by a score of 1-0 with runners now at second and third. Still nobody out. And coming up, Felix Mantilla. Ball grounded through the hole on the right side into right field for a base hit off the bat of Charlie Neal. Scoring Frank Thomas in second. When Mejias elected to go home with the throw, it came all the way, and Neal moved to second as Ed Boucher had moved to third. Mantilla is a right-hand batter. The Mets out in front by a score of 1-0 here in the top half of the second inning. Mantilla has two home runs this season. Wind blows out to left here, as Ralph kind of told you. Here's a curveball missing low and away. It's ball one. Catcher Sammy Taylor now on deck for the New York Mets. The Mets wasted no time in getting Joe Christopher into the lineup. He arrived here in Houston late this afternoon and started the ballgame in right field, batting number three in Casey Single's batting order.
Here's a pitch to Mancia in there for a called strike. It is 1-1. Of course, when Gus Bell joined the Milwaukee Braves, they had to make room for him to get down to the 25-player limit, so they farmed out Mike Kresnick, a rookie outfielder. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Mancia, missing low and away. 4-2. It's 2-1. Ed Boucher, the base runner at third. Charlie Neal, the base runner at second. Right-hander Jim Golden looking in for a sign from catcher Hal Smith. Works for the windup. Pitch misses outside. It's 3-1 now to Mancia. Cookie Lavagetta coaching at first tonight for the Mets, of course, as usual. And Sally Hemus around at third. Sally makes his off-season home here in Houston, Texas. Vinegar Ben Mizell got a tremendous ovation when he was introduced during the pregame introductions here. Of course, he had some great performances on behalf of the Houston Buffs in the Texas League during his minor league career. Here's a pitch inside. 4. Mancia has walked and the bases are loaded. Mancia goes down to first. Charlie Neal holds at second. Ed Boucher is at third. And coming up, left-hand batter and catcher Sammy Taylor, batting number 8 in the batting order for the New York Mets. Batting average of 173. Now Dave Justy is working in the bullpen for the Houston Colt 45s as the Mets have loaded up the bases with nobody out and they have one run in here in the top half of the second inning. The full windup by Golden. The pitch, and it's low and away for 1. Boucher at third. Charlie Neal at second. Felix Mancia at first. Again, Golden works for the windup. Pitch is low for 2. It's 2-0 now to Sammy Taylor. Hal Smith steps a few feet out in front of the plate to fire the ball back out to Jim Golden. This is a colorful ballpark. The various sections of the park painted in different colors. And, of course, with no roof out in the open air, they are clearly visible, bright colors. Here is a 2-0 pitch to Taylor. Swung on as a drive. It's going down the right field line, but pulling over into foul territory and out of play. Well, Sammy Taylor picked on a 2-0 pitch and pulled it far down the right field line, but on over into foul territory and out of play. So they count to him 2-1, bases loaded, nobody out. The usherettes here in the stadium are dressed in baseball uniforms circa 1900 or along about there. Swinging a foul ball, coming back and into the stands out of play. 2-2 the count now to Sammy Taylor. This park, of course, is presumed to be a temporary stadium, Colt Stadium, to be used until the new air-conditioned dome stadium that is proposed can be completed. Here is a 2-2 pitch to Taylor. Swung on as a drive out of the left field. Al Spangler is going back. He takes it. Boucher tags it third and is coming out. He'll score easily. And Boucher comes across the plate, scoring after the catch. Taylor's drive to Spangler out in left. So the Mets are out in front by a score of 2-0. Runners holding at first and second. One man out, and pitcher Dave Hillman is coming up. Sammy Taylor gets a sacrifice fly and a run batted in for getting Boucher across after the catch. Hillman is a right-hand batter. He's a right-hander all the way, 34 years old, and he's wearing number 34 on his back now. When the Mets started this road trip and picked up his road uniform, he changed numbers. You'll recall, those of you who have seen him at the Polo Grounds, he wore number 27 there. He's wearing number 34 now. Golden working with the stretch. Runners leading first and second. The pitch swung on and missed for strike one. One man out for the Mets in the top half of the second inning. Pitcher Jim Golden checks the runners. Set to work. Hillman bunts it off foul. Trying to sacrifice. It goes to strike two.
You know, long before Colt Stadium was completed, the 45s had ticket orders from fans saying that they wanted seats where they could see inside the visitor's dugout. That's quite a few of those, and the Colt officials really couldn't figure it out until they got a letter from one fellow who said, I want to be where I can see Casey Single. And that's what they've come out for, a good many of them, and he got a tremendous ovation when he first showed up here tonight. Two-strike count to Hillman, runners at first and second take their leads. Golden into the stretch, here's the pitch. Swung out and missed for strike three. He struck him out, two men out. That is strikeout number two this evening for Jim Golden. And we'll bring up leadoff man Jim Hickman. He's been up one time and struck out. There is a lot of western atmosphere about this ball club. On the road, the Colt 45s travel in western attire. There's a swing and a miss by Hickman at the plate. They retired right on down to the cowboy boots. Strike one is the count to right-hand batter Hickman, with Charlie Neal at second and Felix Mantilla at first. And Elio Chacon now on deck with two men out. Swung on and has a fly ball out into left field. Spangler is coming on, and Al Spangler makes the catch, coming in on the run to retire the side. So Hickman flies out to left, and in the top half of the second inning, the New York Mets got two runs on two hits. There was one error and two men left on base. And so at the end of 1 1/2 innings of play in Houston, Texas, the score is the New York Mets 2 and the Houston Colts 45, nothing. Ever notice how a manager juggles his lineup until he comes up with a winner? He tries all his ball players and moves them around until he finds the right men for the right positions. And then he sticks with them. It makes sense in cigarette smoking, too. Try all seven leading filter cigarettes, and I'll bet your taste will tell you to stick with Viceroy. Because some cigarettes taste too strong. They might just as well not have a filter at all. And others taste too light. They take all the fun and flavor out of smoking. But when you smoke a Viceroy, you'll know you've come up with a winner, because Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
If your filter cigarette is tasting too strong, don't you sometimes wonder if your brand is wrong?
Well, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong.
Not too light. Viceroy's got it.
The taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kanner and Bob Murphy here at Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas, where the Colt 45s will be coming up in the bottom half of the second inning, with the Mets out in front now with a two-run lead. And it'll be Norm Larker, formerly of the Los Angeles Dodgers, leading up. Year before last, he hit 323 with the Dodgers, led National League batters for a good part of the year, and finished second in the batting race. He is a left-hand batter. For the Colt 45s, he is hitting 272, bats cleanup. He was in the batter's box, and that turns out and says something to Ed Sudol. He wants the umpire to look at the ball. Sudol looks at it and fires it right on back to pitcher Dave Hillman. Colt 45 just back from a seven-game road trip to the West Coast, where they engaged the Dodgers and the Giants. Hillman winds and fires to Larker. It's swung on and fouled on the third baseline. Foul ball fielded back there by Felix Mantilla. He was saying that there is quite a western atmosphere to this ball club. There's quite a Texas atmosphere, of course, to the ball club, as there should be. Manager Harry Kraft is from Throgmorton, Texas. General manager Paul Richards is from Waxahachie, Texas. Coach Bobby Bregan has lived for many years in Fort Worth, Texas. Here's a strike one pitch to Larker. Goes high for ball one. It's 1-1. Coach Jimmy Adair, who brought out the lineup cards for manager Harry Kraft, was born in Waxahachie, Texas, now lives in Carrollton, Texas. Pitching coach Cod Deal is from neighboring Oklahoma. 1-1, the count to Norm Larker at the plate, leading off for the Houston Colt 45s in the second inning. He takes the fastball in there for a call strike and now takes a practice swing. Sorry you let that one go. He took a rip right after it had been called. It is 1-2. This stadium cost $1.5 million and seats 32,221. That is the seating capacity. This will be a 1-2 pitch from Hillman to Larker. Swung on a ground ball to the right side. Charlie Neal has it on a big hop, and he plays to Ed Boucher, and Norm Larker has grounded out, second to first. That will bring up Carl Warwick. Warwick was obtained by the Houston Gold 45s from the St. Louis Cardinals in the deal that sent pitcher Bobby Shantz to St. Louis. Warwick gets the hand. He was installed in center field right away when he got here. He's batting 270, has three home runs, and he has batted in 11 runs. Dave Hillman, in his first start for the New York Mets, dips into the windup. Here's the pitch on the way. It is bunted down to third baseline. Pitcher Sammy Taylor has it. He fires on the first. Not in time, and the throw goes by. On down the line in right field. And Warwick is on his way to second. Joe Christopher up for the ball, and Warwick's on his way to third. Christopher fires it in, and Carl Warwick pulls up at third base. It is a hit and an error. Scored as a base hit for Carl Warwick, and an error on the throw by Sammy Taylor, the catcher. That is the first hit off Dave Hillman. The ball was bunted in front of the plate and slightly to the left side. Catcher Sammy Taylor out there pounced on it, had to pivot and fired on. It's doubtful whether he would have been able to get him. And the ball got away and went on down into right field, and Warwick continued all the way to third before the ball could be retrieved by Joe Christopher. So now it is Carl Warwick at third. One man out, and catcher Hal Smith coming up. He formerly of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Base hit for Warwick, an error on Taylor on the play. The Mets with a two-run lead keep the infield deep with one man out. Smith, of course, big right-hand batter. Pitches in there for a call strike. You'll recall in the seventh game of the 1960 World Series in Pittsburgh, this fella, Hal Smith, hit a home run over the left field wall that put the Pittsburgh Pirates out in front of the New York Yankees at the time. The Yankees later tied it up in the top of the ninth, and Bill Mazeroski won it for the Pirates in the bottom of the ninth to give them the World Championship. But here's the fella who hit the big blow that got Pittsburgh back in the ballgame to begin with, Hal Smith. Fast to check it, but brings it around slowly, and it's strike two. A lot of fishing with the bat as he butted around, trying to hold back, but umpire Ed Sudol behind the plate says it's all the way around for a strike. Smith has a batting average of 253, including three home runs this season. Speaking of player personnel, Jim Busby started the season as a Colt coach. He is now on the active player list for the Houston Colt 45s. Busby, of course, played for general manager Paul Richards when Richards was field manager at Baltimore, and he also played for Richards at Chicago. He was an all-round athlete at Texas Christian University during his collegiate days. Here's a swing and a pop-up off the line at third. Mantilla is there. He takes the ball. He's out there two away. And now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
810 on your dial. This is WGY, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner in Houston, Texas, where Hal Smith has just fouled out to Felix Mantilla behind the bag at third. And coming up now for Houston, Bob Aspromonte up for his first time with two men out and a runner at third. The Mets leading by a score of 2-0 in the bottom half of the second inning. Aspromonte is hitting 281. He has three home runs and has batted in 18 runs. Pitch is low for a ball to Aspromonte. New York Mets, incidentally, have sent Marv Thornberry to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore for examination and possible treatment of a knee that has bothered him. So Thornberry is not available for duty tonight or in this series. Leading down the line at third is base runner Carl Warwick. Pitch is low and away. It's ball two now to Bob Aspromonte, who bats number seven in the batting order, the manager Harry Kraft of the Houston Colt 45s. Houston players on the front of their caps have the 45s instead of Colt, as they want to impress upon you the fact that they are guns and not animals. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Aspromonte. It's low for ball three. So Dave Hillman has gone out 3-0 to Aspromonte with Don Budden on deck now for Houston.
Full 45's got off to an amazing start this season. They opened up with a three-game sweep of the series with the Chicago Cubs. This 3-0 pitch in there for a call, strike one. 3-1 to Aspromonte. Money swinging the bat, waiting for the pitch from Dave Hillman. He works for the full windup. Here's the pitch swung on and popped up in foul territory. Taylor's coming back, may have a play. Sammy Taylor waiting, and he takes it for the out. That retires the side as Aspromonte has fouled out to the catcher. And the Colt 45s are out in the bottom half of the second inning with no runs on one hit. There was one error and one man left on base. And so at the end of two complete innings of play in Houston, Texas, the score is the New York Mets 2 and the Houston Colt 45s. Nothing. Well, the New York Mets will be taking on Houston right here again tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 9:55 p.m. New York time. And then the Mets will move into Los Angeles to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Saturday afternoon game in San Francisco against the Giants. A Sunday doubleheader in San Francisco against the Giants. We'll be broadcasting all of those games, of course. And then the Mets will come home for a big Memorial Day doubleheader against the Los Angeles Dodgers at the Polo Grounds, followed by a night game the following night. Then the San Francisco Giants follow the Dodgers in. If you'd like to purchase tickets for any of those games or any future games to be played by the Mets at the Polo Grounds this season, you can do that at a number of convenient locations, east side, west side, or all around the town. There's a Mets ticket office in Grand Central Station at the foot of the Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. There's another Mets ticket office in Pennsylvania Station at the Long Island waiting room. There's a ticket office open at the Polo Grounds 7 days a week. You can order your tickets by mail addressing your request to ticket manager, Polo Grounds, New York, 39 New York. Box seats 350, reserve seats 250. Enclosed 25 cents additionally for postage and handling, or you can make ticket reservations at any Howard Close store in the greater New York area. Coming in here right now is Bob Murphy.
Thank you, Lindsay. Elio Chacon now to lead off against right-hander Jim Golden. The game moving along to the third with the Mets in front 2-0. Golden out of his windup. Starts him off with a curve, but it's outside and low. One ball and no strikes. Joe Christopher will be batting next, and then Frank Thomas. Now, Elio wants Ed Sudol to examine the ball. Sudol looking it over, then puts it back in play as he takes it out to Jim Golden. Now Golden cranks up, around comes the arm. He bluffs in a bunt, and the pitch is over, a call strike. One ball, one strike on Elio Chacon. Elio hitting at 257. 0 for 1 tonight. He hit a pop fly taken by second baseman Aspromonte, his first time up. Pitching 1-1. Drives him back from the plate. He had to twist and turn away, and the count is 2-1. Now Jim Golden looking into Hal Smith to pick up his sign. Nobody on, nobody out. We're in the top of the third. Mets in front, 2-0. He again bluffs at a bunt, then takes it. It's out of the strike zone, 3-1 on Elio Chacon. Elio has a lot of speed. He's a threat to bunt, and many times he'll bluff that threat. Keep that third baseman, Billy Goodman, in close. Three and one, the count now on Chacon. And the pitch by Golden, a little bit inside, it's ball four, and Chacon walks. There is the second walk given up by Jim Golden. It brings up Joe Christopher. Joe checking in with the New York Mets just shortly before game time, getting his uniform on and all set to go. And now Christopher wants Ed Sudol to examine the ball. Joe, right-hand batter, has good speed, and he can hit with power. Norm Larker holding against Chacon now. Goodman in close at third. A foul ball off to the right, no play. He went after a curveball, hit late. The Mets now have won 9 of their last 12 games. Smith, crouched behind the plate. Budden and Aspermonte set up a double play to help Goodman in close at third. A throw to first, not in time. Joe Christopher, wagging that bat around, now cocks it. The pitch by Jim Golden. He bluffs the bunt, takes the pitch, and it's off the outside edge. One ball and one strike. The last 2 weeks, the Houston Colt 45s have been playing nothing but the Dodgers and the Giants. They've had a tough assignment. They played 14 straight games with them. And, of course, right after this series, the New York Mets will have 13 consecutive games with the Dodgers and Giants. Throw to first, Elio diving back in head first. On this road trip, the Mets will play 3 in Los Angeles, 3 in San Francisco, then fly home to New York to play 3 with the Dodgers and 4 with the Giants. Strike on the outside corner. Good one by Jim Golden on the count 1 ball and 2 strikes to Joe Christopher.